Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. 14 4-H members from Hamilton County were qualified to attend the Illinois State Fair on Sunday, August 11th. We will not have the results until next week, but we know some of them did really good. Gracie Walker, a 4-H member from Hamilton County, attended the Livestock Skillathon at the Illinois State Fair on August 9th. The individual overall awards at the Illinois State Fair Livestock Intermediate Skillathon involved combining the individual scores in sheep, swine, and the beef divisions. Gracie Walker took first place, high individual in sheep, second in swine, and third in beef. Her scores earned her the supreme overall champion. She placed first out of all the kids who represented there, the only one from Southern Illinois. There were several other winners, and they all had a great day. To show a small token of our appreciation, the Hamilton County Rotary Club purchased gift cards from local businesses and held a drawing for the Hamilton County Unit 10 staff. We are so thankful for their hard work and dedication to our students. In total, there were 13 $25 gift cards given away, including teachers, faculty, staff, janitors, bus drivers. They are all their names were entered for a drawing, and we do appreciate all they do for the kids. Hamilton County Board held a special meeting on August 6th, a joint meeting between the City of McLeansboro and the Hamilton County for retail sales strategies. Hopefully, they will come up with some ideas for the community. Dahlgren Chapel presents Back to School Bash on Sunday, August 18th from 12 until 2 p.m. Public is welcome to attend the Dahlgren Park for a free family event for the entire community. They will have lunch, water slides, bounce houses, family games, and prizes. All are encouraged to attend, and once again, it is free. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce will hold their quarterly luncheon on August 14th at noon at Tequila. All businesses will get one complimentary ticket, and other tickets can be purchased at the door for $10 apiece for chamber members or $15 for non-members. There will be people there from the EDC to talk about TIF and other grants available in the community. The Chamber would like to welcome the new members that joined in the past month. That's Hometown Swirl, the Amy Center, Silver Foxes, and Melissa Walden Shelter Insurance. Other upcoming events for the Chamber of Commerce will be the annual dinner, which will be held at the Piopolis Catholic Church School Basement on November 16, 2024. Watch for more info on that, where new members will be selected, voted on, and the Business of the Year and the Ted Satterfield Award winners will be presented. Plans are underway for the Fall Festival in McLeansboro. One thing that will be held is a Little Miss Fall Festival. It will be Friday, September 6th at 5:30 p.m. It is open to all girls between the ages of 6 to 8 years old and residing in Hamilton County. Registration forms can be emailed by request, or you can pick them up at Lexi Lane Boutique or Salon 6. Esther Bloom Photography will be taking complimentary photos of all the contestants on August 21st from 5:30 until 7:30. Registration forms must be turned in by August 16th. There are lots of things going on during Fall Festival. On Thursday evening at 7 p.m., the 10 Mile Praise Band and the Perry Case Band will be the headliners that evening. There will also be the Little Miss Fall Festival on Friday, as well as the Girls Next Door and John Barry will be on stage. Saturday, September 7th, the day will be kickoff at 1 p.m. when the rides open, and there will be a pet parade. At 6 p.m., all the rides will stop, and the parade will take place. As soon as the parade is over, the rides will open up again, as well as all the booths. And at 7 p.m., Twisted Road will take the stage, followed by Sammy Kershaw. Lots of things to do, and all of the concerts are free. The Hamilton County Home and Community Education Cultural Arts Show will also be held during the Fall Festival. We are very excited to bring back this event, and it has been held for many years and then a few years off, but we are back. Entries will be accepted from noon until 4 at the Hamilton County Courthouse Basement on Tuesday, September 3rd. Entry is open to anyone in Hamilton County. You do not have to be an HCE member. Entries must have been completed and not displayed before. No entry fee and ribbons will be awarded for first, second, and third place and a best of show in each category. This is open. There is an adult category, which is photography, arts and crafts, paintings and drawing, quilts, afghans, knit or crocheted, any other kind of knit or crochet, and all other handiwork. There will also be a youth category, which is high school and under, and they will have photography, arts and crafts, painting and drawing, quilts, afghans, any other kind of crochet, or all other handiwork. Photos must be framed for standing, not hanging. Minimum image size is a 5x7. Maximum image size is an 8x10. Maximum exhibit size, including frames, 18x20. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.